So today we'll hear from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adilila, chapter 15, text number 10 on the subject matter, the Lord's Paigonda Lila. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Mother Sachi said, "You have spoken very nicely. I shall not eat grains on Ekadasi." From that day, she began observe fasting on Ekadasi. Purport by Prabhupada. It is a prejudice among us smart brahmanas that a widow must observe fasting on Ekadasi, but a woman who has her husband should not. It appears that before the request of Lord Chaitanya, Satchimata was not observing Ekadasi because of her being sadhava, which means that her husband was living. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, however, introduced the system that a woman, even if not a widow, must observe the Ekadasi day and must not touch any kind of grains, even those offered to the deity of Vishnu. So this is a pastime which took place when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Paugonda Lila. So normally Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he did not exhibit so much devotional mentality. Initially he was more into study, education. He was enjoying Vidyarasa, the mellows of education. Until he went to Gaya for offering Pitru Shraddha, and where he took darshan of Vishnu Pada Padma, took initiation from Ishwarapuri. On the way back, he saw Krishna face to face in Kanai Natsala. Then he completely changed. But prior to that, we see like instances like this, that how he was in other way exhibiting his devotional mood. So one day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, ek din matarpade kariya pranam, offered his obeisances unto his mother, Sachi Devi. Prabhu kahe mata more deha ekadan, my dear mother, I am begging something from you, please give to me. Then mother asked, mata bole tai divo jatumi magive, whatever you ask I will give you. Prabhu kahe ekadasite arna na khaive, Mahaprabhu said, I beg from you that on ekadasititi you don't take rice. Sachi kahe na khaibo bhaloi kahila, sei hoite ekadasi karite lagila. Then mother Sachi said that you have spoken very nicely. I shall not eat grains on ekadasi. From that day she began to observe fasting on ekadasi. So here Mahaprabhu giving an example. What to do. The purpose why Mahaprabhu came, for apane acharya dharma jibere sikhai. Because he came 5,000 years before and he spoke in Bhagavad Gita everything what to be done. But then after 4,500 years, then Krishna realized the Kali Yuga people head is so thick head, even if I speak they don't understand. So I have to go personally by my own example, I have to teach them. So Ekadasi is a very integral part of our devotional life. Actually it has been stated that Ekadasi is the mother of bhakti. Madhava tithi bhakti janani jatane palana kari krishna basati basati bale parama adare bari. Madhava tithi. Ekadasi, Janmashtami, Gaur Purnima. These tithis are known as Madhava tithi. Hari Vasara. The day of Hari. So they have to be observed very carefully. So here Mahaprabhu giving importance fasting from grains. We are all observing Ekadasi. Yes, how many of you are observing Ekadasi? Raise your hands. Ekadasi observers? Many. Then Purana describes about Ekadasi that Dasami Tithi only eating once. Dasami night you cannot eat. That night you cannot sleep. Ekadasi, no eating, no drinking, no sleeping. Whole night you have to stay awake, do kirtan, offer lamp. And Dwadasi, you cook nicely, offer to Krishna, then invite sadhu sannyasis, feed them, then take their permission, then you eat. That is Ekadasi. How many observing Ekadasi like this? I think this was written for people 5,000 years ago, not for today. So, however, our Acharya, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself also, he is emphasizing that at least don't take grain on this tithi. And Ekadasi, fully fasting, no drinking water, no food, and at this time, with all our conditions, with so much acidity, gas, we will be very miserable situation. That's why our Acharya is saying, at least take anukalpa. You know anukalpa? And Ekadasi, what we eat? Non-grain prasadam anu. Anu means very little bit. So that you don't get acidity, no? At least you survive. But in ISKCON, we have not anukalpa, we have brihatkalpa. No, Ekadasi, we have so many varieties. Prasadam. But all this, the importance is given that one should not eat grain. In India, this is at least I have seen in Bengal, Orissa, Assam, this is a common understanding among the people that the widows, they will observe Ekadasi. Because their understanding is not bad, that is correct in one sense, because from Ekadasi, when Purnima comes, Purnima and Amavasya, just like high tides now comes in ocean, our body also becomes too much fluid and it agitates mind. It agitates people. So widow ladies should be protected from that. So they believe that widow should do observe Ekadasi. So they don't feel agitated because of influence of the moon, Purnima and Amavasya. That is their faith. But Mahaprabhu saying, no, everybody, starting from 5 years old boy up to 80 years old, everyone must follow this Ekadasi. This day, no grain. But people, they have their own faith. In Puri also, they have a belief. In Puri, you don't have to do Ekadasi. You can do Ekadasi. Ekadasi means you have to eat Jagannath rice prasad. That is Ekadasi. Those people, they never take Jagannath rice prasad. That day specifically, they will eat the rice prasad. And their belief is that Jagannath, there is a small temple just behind to Jagannath temple, on the wall of Jagannath temple, just behind. The Ekadasi Devi is there. So Puri people, they believe Jagannath arrested Ekadasi and kept her there. And Jagannath said, "Who are you? So great. My prasad is Kaivalya. Mahaprasad, and on your tithi people will not get Mahaprasad. Keep quiet here, sit here." In Puri, everyone will eat Mahaprasad. So that is what they believe. But we should not do that. No, okay, very good chance. Let us go have rice prasad there. We should not do because it's Mahaprabhu's instruction. That day, we respect Mahaprasad. Next day, we do parana, the breakfast. 5 kinds of grains. Arrested pancha sasya vivarjita. There is rice, dal, wheat, mustard seeds, jab, one kind of grain. These 5, because Papa Purusha resides there. So that's why we are not supposed to eat. So what happened when Mahaprabhu was there? So Haridas Thakur, all Mahaprabhu's followers, they are practicing whatever Mahaprabhu said. Even if, as Prabhupada has written, even those offered to deity of Vishnu, still we don't take. That's why we don't call it prasad, we call it anukalpa. They say, today no prasad, today anukalpa. So Haridas Thakur was also observing Ekadasi. Then one panda, Jagannath Pujari, he brought a lot of Jagannath prasad, rice, dal, sabji, all fresh, hot prasad, and offered to Haridas Thakur. So what Haridas Thakur will do? So Mahaprasad Shastra says, Jagannath Mahaprasad prapta matrana bhaktavya. As soon as you see, you must put into mouth. Doesn't matter you have taken bath or suchi or suchi, no. As soon as you see, immediately enter the mouth. If you don't do that, that is offense. Because Puri, they consider Jagannath Prasad is Mahaprasad only. In our temple, whatever goes to altar, we call Mahaprasad. One time I invited one panda. We have ISKCON temple. Please come to our temple, we will give some Mahaprasad. He became very angry. Hey, what Mahaprasad? Only Jagannath Prasad is Mahaprasad. No. They are very orthodox, but they have good reasoning also. Because you see, whatever plate goes to the altar, we call it Mahaprasad, isn't it? Right? Then we mix a little bit. But in Puri, everything goes to the altar. Everything cooked along with the pots, every cooked pots must go. That is one reason why they claim it is Mahaprasad. Another reason, very good reason I find, because we say Prasad, Mahaprasad, Maha Mahaprasad. It's eaten by devotees, become Mahaprasad. So what is offered to Krishna is Prasad, and offered to devotees is Mahaprasad. And all over India, only in Jagannath Puri, after offering to Jagannath, that is first offered to Bimala Devi. Then it becomes Mahaprasad. Until that is Prasad. So they have their reasoning, Mahaprasad. So the Mahaprasad Shastra says that Prapta Matrana Bhaktavya, as soon as you see, you put into mouth. Others offense. Now this panda came with whole basket full of Mahaprasad. So what Haridas Thakur will do? If he take Mahaprasad, he'll break his Ekadasi. And if he does not take Mahaprasad, he's committing offense to Mahaprasad. So both ways he has no problem. But as Krishna has said, Dadami Buddhi Jogam, I will give intelligence to my devotees. Then Haridas Thakur, he thought, before eating Mahaprasad, I have to glorify Mahaprasad, na Mahaprasade, Govinde, Nama Brahmane, Vaishnava, we are glorifying, na. So what he did, evening time Mahaprasad came. But he cannot eat. If he eats, he'll break his Ekadasi. If he does not eat, then aparad. Yes, I will eat, but first I have to glorify Mahaprasad. Then what he did, whole night he's glorifying and glorifying and glorifying until next day morning. Next day morning, sun rises. Then he took Mahaprasad. So very strongly, this has been followed. So in this way, Ekadasi is a very, very important, of course, for devotees. As Krishna has said, na sadhayati mang jaga na sankhya dharmodhava na swadhaya tapasyaga jatha bhaktir mamarjita. By this tapasya, this vrata, jnana, jogo, nothing pleases me as much as bhakti. So it is not necessary for us to do this tapasya, this vrata. But this vrata pleases Vishnu. So on the day Ekadasi Devi appeared from the body of Vishnu, Vishnu asked, oh, what can I do for you? Because Ekadasi Devi appeared from Vishnu's body and killed that demon. What is the name of that demon? Murasura. That is his name is Murari. The Murasura had a big fight with the demigods. And demigods were getting defeated. So they all went to Vishnu, please help us, help us. Then Vishnu said, you are going through bad time now. No, you wait, you suffer for some time. Then when time will come, then I will help you. Then Vishnu came to fight. For 1 year he was fighting, but he could not defeat. He could have defeated, but he has his own plan. And when Vishnu went, slept in a cave, this Murasura went to kill Vishnu. And he's sleeping in Yoga Nidra. The Ekadasi Devi appeared and killed the demon. And Lord Vishnu very pleased. So what can I do for you? You saved my life. You killed this demon. At that time, Ekadasi Devi, she prayed to Lord Vishnu, please, if you are pleased with me, you bless me on my tithi, whoever will do vrata, they will get annihilated loving devotion onto your lotus feet. So that is the reason why we Vaishnavas observe. But in India, there are two kinds of Ekadasi. We observe one day, and karmi people also, the smarta people, they observe another day. It's a Vaishnava Ekadasi and smarta Ekadasi. Suppose, for example, today Ekadasi starts from 7 a.m. up to tomorrow morning 7 a.m. So all smartas, they will observe today. Because today whole day tithi is there. Tomorrow morning 7 o'clock tithi finishes. So they will not observe tomorrow. They will observe today. But Vaishnavas will observe tomorrow. Because Vaishnavas will observe tithi on that day on which day the tithi touches the sunrise. For example, today 6 a.m. sun rises and 7 a.m. tithi starts. So today we don't observe. Though today whole day is Ekadashi tithi, we don't observe because that tithi did not touch the sunrise. And tomorrow 6 a.m. sun rises and 7 a.m. tithi finish. Whole day tithi is not there, but we observe tomorrow. So that's on Vaishnava Ekadashi. This is how Vaishnava Ekadashi appeared. And there's another tithi, the smarta people they observe. It's called smarta Ekadashi. The difference is, you observe Vaishnava Ekadashi, then you get bhakti, and you get smarta Ekadashi, you get vaibhava, a lot of opulence. You get a lot of opulence. And appearance of smarta Ekadashi also been described in scripture. There is one king called Chitrangada. He's a very devoted-minded personality. He used to observe Ekadashi, and he was such a strong follower of Ekadashi, a strong ruler. He made compulsory all his citizens, they must follow Ekadashi. Just imagine, we have a king like that, how nice it would be. Just like in Middle East, I was in Middle East, there's a rule, now 1 month, whole day no drinking, no eating. Even if you are Muslim or not Muslim, if you will be seen drinking water, they'll put you in jail. They're so strict. And this king was like that. You know? And on Dashami Tithi, they'll announce, they'll beat Nagara, the drums, go village to village. Tomorrow is Ekadashi, no eating, no drinking. If anybody's house, from their kitchen the smoke will come, then they will be hung. No? So they're so strict. No? So everybody following Ekadashi and going back to Godhead, going back to Godhead. The Chitragada became very old. When he became old, then he gave responsibility to his son. His name is Dharmangada. Then he said, I'm going to do Hari Bhajan in forest. You take care of the kingdom. And he built a small cottage inside the forest on the bank of a river. He was doing Hari Bhajan. Chitrangada is more strict than his father. No? He followed Ekadashi so nicely. And more people went back to Godhead. All the demigods, they became very worried. If everybody will go back to Godhead, then what will happen to us? We have no business here for them. So then there's some or other, we have to make sure to break Ekadashi of this person. This is what Indra, we see many, many instances in scriptures. If some Muni Rishi, they do tapasya, Indra become very worried. Oh, he'll take my position. Then he'll send Rambha, Menaka, some apsaras. They'll dance and make him fall down. No, that they do like that. So, in this way, this Ekadashi Vratas, everybody falling strongly, demigods become very worried, what to do? Then they put all their energy together. They created a beautiful Devi. Her name is Mohini, Mohini Devi. And when she manifested, they told, what can I do? She asked, what can I do for you? That you please go and somehow or other, you make this Chitrangada to eat grain. You break his Ekadashi. So with this purpose, this lady came. Very beautiful, attractive lady. And she started to walk in front of ashram of Chitrangada. And she's so attractive. And Chitrangada fell in love with him. So one day Chitrangada went and asked this lady, Mohini, if you don't mind, I would like to marry you. Mohini said, yes, no problem. She came for that purpose, no? But there's a condition. So what is condition? Condition is, whatever I request, you must keep my request. And this man is so much infatuated, no? Attracted to her. He says, yes, whatever you want, I'll do for you, no problem. So please marry me. Then they got married. Then again they came back to the kingdom. So when Dharmangada came to know, my father is coming back with a new mother, the big reception, they came, okay, father, no problem, let us stay together. So, and again on Dashami Tithi, and the announcement was going on. Tomorrow is Ekadashi, tomorrow is fasting, and this lady could hear, Mohini. Then Mohini remembered, oh, that is what I was created for. The demigods sent me for that. Then she went and asked Chitrangada, what they're announcing? Then he explained about Ekadasi. Then Mohini said, do you remember that when you married me, we had a condition, whatever I request, you will keep my request? Yes, what you want, tell me, whatever you want, I'll do. He's a king, you know, he can do anything. Then she said that if you want to, I have one request, that you, tomorrow you must eat grain. She said, no, how, tomorrow is Ekadasi. No, that is my, you promised me, whatever request I will do, on that condition you married me. So, no, I cannot do. Then they had a big tussle, fighting, arguments. Then this lady said, if you are so attached, you think your Ekadasi is so great, then okay, you can do Ekadasi. Then she gave a sword to him, but you have to kill your son by this sword. Then king said, how can I do that? Such a nice, religious, pious son I have. Neither I can break my Ekadasi, nor I can kill my son. So the big fighting initiated there, arguments. And Dharmananda could hear this. Then Dharmananda came to this scene. Say, what is happening? What is happening? Then mother explained, that, see, your father promised me whatever request I will do, she will keep my request. In this condition, he married me. And now he is saying he will not keep my promise. Now, what is your promise? What is your desire? What is your request? So my request is, either he will break Ekadasi, or he will kill you by this sword. Chop you up. And Dharmananda, when he heard this, he is more stubborn than his father. He said, okay, my dear father, you better kill me, but don't break your Ekadasi. And very reluctantly, Chitrangada agreed, no, okay, I will kill you. So as soon as he took this sword to kill his son, raising the sword, immediately the chariot came from the Vaikuntha with the Vishnu Dutas. The Vishnu was so pleased to see that this person so dedicated to Ekadasi, no, that he wanted to be killed instead. So then the chariot came, and Dharmananda, he climbed onto the chariot, then went back to Vaikuntha. Then what happened to this lady Mohini? She committed great offense to the Vaishnavas for breaking this Ekadasi. So as a result, whole body started to burn. She was burning, burning. Then she ran to the demigods. You created me, but now I committed this big offense, I'm burning. Please save me. So all the demigods, they put their power, energy, effort, energy, then they extinguished her burning. But her heart was still burning. Heart was still burning. Then all the demigods, along with Mohini, they came to Chitrangada. And she begged forgiveness to Chitrangada. Then she was okay, survived. Then Chitrangada asked the demigods, you 330 million demigods, you have your share of the yajna. You are surviving on that. But what shall I do? What is my business now? You created me. Then demigods fixed, okay, just like people are following Ekadasi, they will follow Mohini for you also one day Ekadasi. And whoever will follow on your Tithi Ekadasi, they will get all Vaibhava, all the opulences. So that is the reason why in India, the two kinds of Ekadasi have been followed. One is Ekadasi, which is created from the body of Vishnu, and another Ekadasi, which is created by the power of these demigods. So main thing is that we should not take any grain on this. At least we refrain from the grains. Somebody can fast whole day, okay. But Prabhupada did not encourage whole day fasting. When I joined ISKCON, this practice of whole day was not there. Pandavan Rizala was not known that time. Recently, last 10-15 years maybe, this idea has come up. Devotees are doing in Mayapur, whole, many devotees, whole day fasting and whole night they do kirtan also, Nam Sankirtan. That is good. Otherwise, at least we refrain from grain, because this tithi, such a powerful tithi, if knowingly or unknowingly somebody will do some fasting, then he will get good result also. As we have seen in Purana describes, that somebody was exiled, no, sent to forest, then he had fever, he could not eat, whole night he could not sleep. By chance it was Ekadasi Tithi. Jai Sri Radha Gokulananda Ki. Then by chance, that was Ekadasi. Then because of that he was delivered. So in this regard, I will tell you one small story I heard from one Maharaj. But how unknowingly, if somebody does not eat, he gets delivered. One Maharaj told me this story. He heard it from one Ayurvedic doctor in Calcutta. He used to treat Srila Prabhupada. So he told to Maharaj, he is a Vaishnava, he is a Ramanuja Sampradaya Vaishnava. One day he was going on morning walk. Then somebody called him from back that, oh Panditji. Then he turned back, that he was a Muslim with his long beard. And that man asked, oh Panditji, when is next Ekadasi? He said, you are Muslim, why you want to know about Ekadasi? He said, no, I am doing Ekadasi also. So why are you doing Ekadasi? No, I know the glories of Ekadasi. So what do you know? Then he said that I was a police officer before. Then I used to do my duty on highway robbery takes place, no? So one time I was hiding myself by the side of the highway in the abandoned, dilapidated house. I was hiding myself. Then midnight, and he could hear that from next room so much sound coming, joyful sound, they're laughing, shouting, screaming, enjoying, no, mood like that. And this man went to the next room, but he could not see anybody, but only sounds were coming, sounds. And he was a courageous man. Say, who are you? Why are you shouting? Then the sound came with broken language. So we are ghosts, no? So the ghosts were living in that abandoned house. So then why are you so happy? Then said, today we'll have daughter's marriage ceremony. tomorrow. So tomorrow the prince of this kingdom will die. The prince of this kingdom, when he would be going to the bride's house, he has to cross a mountain. And he will be going there riding on a horse. So that a horse will stumble and fall from the top of the mountain. Now, according to Hindu, they believe somebody will die before marriage. Definitely he will become a ghost. Yes. If you don't marry, die, you become a ghost. And this boy, before marriage he will die, then he will become a ghost. Then our ghost daughter will marry this boy. We'll have marriage ceremony. Then this man thought it is very interesting, ghost marriage. The next morning, then he went. Then he saw, it's true, in the capital of that kingdom, the marriage ceremony of this boy is taking place. Then, but he did not tell anything to anybody. He said, let me see what the ghosts are telling true or not. He's 600 kilometers above, according to ghost masters, they say, 600 above the earth planet, there is a ghost, bhutaloka. All bhuts, ghosts, they stay there. And from there they observe, they can understand everything what is going on. So the tantrics, they follow pisach sadhana, they do. They go to crematorium place, then they bring back the dead body to life. Then they control that spirit. Through the spirit they get many different things, all the tamasic people. And they get different things done through them. And then he went. Next day, then he saw this marriage ceremony taking place. Then he did not say anything. He just wanted to observe what is happening. And at one point, the prince, riding on the horse, along with many of his relatives, they're going to bride's house. They had to cross this mountain. And he reached top of the mountain, the horse stumbled, and the prince fell from top of the from back of this horse, and he died. Then this person saw that this human died, so today he must have become ghost. Let me see how ghost marriage ceremony is taking place. The next night again he went there, and he was sleeping, and midnight, again some shouting and screaming he could hear. But not laughing or enjoying sounds. They're all crying, weeping, lamenting, this kind of very know, dejected like that. This man again went, said, "Hey, what happened? Why are you crying? Today supposed to be a marriage ceremony." "No, no, no, today no marriage ceremony." "Why no marriage ceremony?" "I have seen that prince has died. So he must have become ghost." And the ghost said, "No." In Hindu community, they have a system. They, until they marry, they do fasting. I don't know, nowadays still there? I don't think so. Before marriage, the fasting? Fasting? That day. Until ladies, boys, girl, everybody. The marriage ceremony takes place like 4 o'clock or evening time. Until that, they don't eat or they don't drink anything. No. I don't know if the marriage ceremony is taking place now or not. They go to big, big hotel, eat nicely, enjoy his marriage. Anyway, marriage has no value nowadays. So much divorce taking place. And in Europe, so many people marrying and divorce, marrying and divorce. In some country in Europe, they're thinking we should stop this marriage business. And this is wasted of our energy. Just let them stay as they stay. No need of marriage or divorce. Marriage, divorce, what is the use of it? So the point is, so then, why don't, then they have a belief, if somebody will die when before marriage, then he will become a ghost. And, but they do fasting. And the ghost said, the Hindu people, they do fasting. And that day he did fasting. And incidentally, that day was Ekadasi day. Because that day was Ekadasi, that fellow did not become bhoot or ghost. So our daughter cannot marry now. So they are all crying. So from that day he got full faith. Ah, Ekadasi has so much value. If unknowingly somebody is fasting and he gets so much good result, if knowingly with devotion, he will fast on Ekadasi and so much good result he will get. So Ekadasi fasting. The fasting means upavasa. You have heard upavasa? How many of you have heard this word, upavasa? Most of you are acquainted, many are not acquainted. Fasting in Sanskrit or Bengali is upavasa, upavasa. So, on fasting day, I'm not eating anything. That is not fasting. You're not eating anything. Just like Janmashtami days, we don't eat. But we feel so hungry, we fall asleep, you know. Or we play. Sometimes in India, I've seen they do fasting, but they play. They watch TV, or they play different kind of thing, or they go to sleep. No. The another meaning of upavasa. Upavasa means not only fasting. Upa means close, vasa means reside. Upavasa, like Hari Basara, the day of Hari. And Hari Basana, you stay close to Hari. Upavasa means upa means close, basa means stay, reside. So this is one day we have to stay very close to Hari. So doing upavasa like this. So that's Ekadasi is a very special day. We engage. If 3 times you will cook and eat, where is the time for doing other things? So more time, so that we can chant more rounds, engage in devotional service, read Prabhupada's books. In this way, Mahaprabhu was giving very much importance for this Ekadasi Vrata. It's very interesting. Srila Prabhupada introduced in ISKCON, now millions of people all over the world that are doing Ekadasi. Sometimes I think, the Ekadasi, first of all, now recently somebody sent me WhatsApp, big scientists, they are telling the fasting is very good for health. And many diseases can be cured by fasting also. The whole discussion going among the scientists, how fasting is good. So Ekadasi will help our health crisis, for health crisis. And once Prabhupada said, just imagine, if whole world will do Ekadasi Vrata, and nobody takes one day any grains, how much surplus food will be there? So economic problem will be solved also by Ekadasi. And of course spiritual benefit is there. Interesting, the scientists when they are discussing from the point of view of health. But again they are pointing out, though this fasting has spiritual value, the spiritual value, how important it is for our health also, for our health, for our mind. So that is the reason why Mahaprabhu, by one example, by instructing to her mother, Ekadasi must be done. Two things through Satchimata he taught us. One is Ekadasi, another is Vaishnava Aparad. You know Vaishnava Aparad? Yes. One day Mahaprabhu is giving Krishna Bhakti to everybody, Krishna Prem. Then Srivas Thakur came, said, "You are giving Krishna Prem to everybody. Why don't give to Satchimata?" Then Mahaprabhu said, "No, I give to everybody, not to Satchimata." So why? He committed Vaishnava Aparad. What Vaishnava Aparad? You are the Lord of the universe. She was carrying you 10 months in her womb. She is Jagat Mata. Such a great lady. What committed? She committed offense unto Advaita Acharya. If she will forgiveness from Advaita Acharya, then only she will get Krishna Prem. Otherwise, she will not get Krishna Prem. Then immediately people ran to Advaita Acharya. Please come. Mahaprabhu saying that Satchimata has committed offense unto you, and if you excuse, then she will get Krishna Prem. And he doesn't know what offense he has committed. Then she said, glorifying, Mahaprabhu said, if you take dust of Advaita Acharya put on your head, how Advaita Acharya can give that? Then he started glorifying Mother Sachi. She is mother of the universe, this, that. And when glorifying, he fainted. Then Mahaprabhu told Satchimata, this is the best time, go grab his feet, no? Otherwise he will never give dust of his feet. Then Satchimata went and took the dust of Advaita Acharya, put on her head, immediately she got Krishna Prem. And what offense she has committed? Very great offense. What offense, you know? You know what offense? Vishwarup. You see, when Vishwarup, elder brother of Mahaprabhu, was there, Advaita Acharya used to teach him Bhagavad Gita, this, that. Then after that, he took sannyas. Then Mother Sachi became very angry. And he scolded to Advaita Acharya. Said, who gave you this name Advaita? You are number of Daitya. Means, no, you are not Advaita, you are Daitya. Means, a demon. You took my son. That is big offense she committed. It's not a big thing. Out of affection, she said. Because simple things. So these two lessons Mahaprabhu taught us by one example, by teaching one to Mother Sachi for Ekadasi and Vaishnava Aparad. The Ekadasi Tithi ki Gaur Premanandi Hare Hare. Then Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, he is going to another topic about the marriage of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. From next Sunday you can hear that. So what I am going to do now is ready. But you have to take put it back. These people cannot see. If you can arrange something like that. So what recently we have started in India, Eastern Tribal Care Initiative. Have you heard the name tribal? Tribal? Who doesn't know tribal? Everybody knows tribal. In UK you have tribal? You don't have tribal, no? In UK you have tribal? I don't think tribals are there. Put it back. It's a very interesting presentation. I'll show you what is happening in India. And you can put up this light. And if Prabhus are not able to see at the corner, please come in front. You can see the better. And you have I forgot my remote controller. You can bring the computer here, laptop. You can bring a chair, something here. So, you see, Mahaprabhu predicted, Prithivite Achyata Nagaradhi Gram, Sarvatra Pracharita Haiva Maranam. Every town and village, my glories will spread. And we see how Srila Prabhupada started this ISKCON, and Prabhupada preached in all big cities like London, Los Angeles, New York, San Francisco. Then when His Holiness Jayapataka Maharaj, he introduced this Namahatta program, at least in India I have observed, prior to that we had no preaching in village. So by that Namahatta preaching, so village preaching started. So village people become devotee. Then recently His Holiness Jayapataka Maharaj has a plan that why Mahapurusha Maharshi will be limited to city and village. What about the people, thousands of people, there are 15 million people, they live in forest, the tribals and mountains. And interestingly, they are the most qualified people to get mercy of Mahaprabhu. And what is the qualification to get mercy of Mahaprabhu? You have to get yogi, get tapasvi, get jnani. What do you have to be? To get Krishna Prem, get mercy of Mahaprabhu, what qualification you need? Chant Hare Krishna? No. You have to be most fallen. Mahaprabhu gives this one who is most fallen. Mahaprabhu taking a candle, searching for who is that most fallen one. And I was giving class that one has to become very fallen, sinful, then he will get Krishna Prem. Then one devotee said, Maharaj, for tomorrow I will commit more sinful activities. So that I become fallen, then I get quickly mercy of Mahaprabhu. We have to become fallen? Yes or no? No, that is our problem. We think that we have not fallen. We are already fallen. That we just have to understand that we are fallen. The tribal peoples, they are most qualified because they are very humble. Because they have nothing to be proud. You understand? They have nothing to be proud. And they are very simple. These two are the greatest qualification to get mercy of Mahaprabhu. You are simple and you are humble. And it's very difficult for us. We are so complicated. So complicated. Very difficult to become simple. And they are organically simple and organically humble also. No? So that's our best qualified. That's why we started not ISKCON tribal preaching program as Shruti Prabhu announced. Because we don't have to preach to them anything. Because they have no questions. They have no question that we have to answer and preach them. All you have to do, care for them. And that is what Christians they have done. 100 years before they have gone and cared for them. When Hindus hate this tribal, ugly looking people, bad smell, but Christians, they go and embrace them. And now as a result, thousands, millions, I will tell, in India, getting converted to Christianity. Three states in Northeast, fully Christian now. All tribals are Christians now there. So this is very, very important for each of us to understand how important it is to bring this Krishna consciousness and save these millions of people. And they live in forest and mountains. So this inspiration came from Jayapataka Maharaj. It's coming there. So a mission statement, inspired by the teachings of Sri Krishna Chaitanya, as presented by ISKCON founder Acharya Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, ISKCON Tribal Care works to uplift the physical, social, cultural and spiritual well-being of tribal communities throughout India, while enabling preservation of traditional spiritual values of harmony with God and nature. And vision, our vision statement is, we envision a pleasing, prosperous, healthy, educated and culturally rich life for tribal communities built on advanced spiritual foundations and appropriate technologies that can sustain and nurture future generations and prevent the destruction of tribal culture by modern materialism. So thus, our slogan is, we love tribals and we care tribals, we don't preach to tribals. So we go very deep forest, 20, 30, 40 kilometers walking to reach these tribal people. Here on this chart you can see from the bottom the percentage of tribals. Meghalaya 86, Mizoram 94, Nagaland 88, then Manipur 38, Jharkhand 26, Assam 12%. Now we are working specifically in 5 different states in northeast of India, and we are reaching different tribes. There are hundreds of tribes, and each tribe different culture, different dress, different language. That is a big challenge to reach them also. Munda, Santal, Karbi, Boro, Riang, Tripuri, Dimasa, Chakma, Gonda, Gor, these are different tribals that we are dealing now. And though in due course of time we'll go all over India, but on an experimental basis we have started in Assam, Tripura, West Bengal, Orissa and Jharkhand. We have more than 120 care centers. Our 20 devotees are engaged continuously reaching to these tribal people, helping them in different way. And as I said, it's not a preaching program, it's a caring program. We have started the 5 kinds of care: health care, emotional care, educational care, social care and spiritual care. Under the heading of educational care, we have school, coaching classes and scholarship programs. Now we have 4 schools in Assam, Bengal and Tripura. This is Bhaktivedanta National School. Very simple. Only for 7 lakh rupees, we built a simple school for them. And these remote tribal children, they are coming with school dress and everything. And English medium CBSE course, they are learning there. And we started the school with 120 students. 2 years before we started the school in very remote place in Tripura. And from their child life, from the young age, they are learning this computer. They are learning Gita, and their family, they are becoming devotee also. The children are all putting tilak, kanthimala. And very simple structure doing for them. Chatai walling, cement flooring and tin roofing and some simple furnitures, and they get opportunity to get education. See? The teaching staffs, unfortunately or fortunately, most of them are Christians because they are the only educated and others are not educated, so we are taking their help initially. So they learn Gita, they chant mantras, mridanga, kartal. They are very humble and cultured children also, with very soft and very innocent children. It's very easy to train them. Whatever way we want, we can train them. And we also help other schools by giving blackboard, furniture, chair, table to them, so that we can work on them for that devotion life. And we have one hostel also. This hostel, these are the children with school dress. And see these children, 2 years before, when we started a hostel, some of our donors from Dubai, they also went. Look at these children, how they look like when they join our hostel. But after joining hostel and spending some time in the school, how they change. This is what Prabhupada has given. We can bring change in people's life. And they're very smart. They just have to be exposed to the proper knowledge. They are very simple living, innocent, simple living, but no high thinking. That is the problem. When teachings of Gita and Bhagavata, high thinking goes to them. Very nice atmosphere. They regularly chant their rounds. They're very nicely, they are grown up in a very spiritual environment. We have now 2 hostels, one for boys, one for girls. And they are growing there. The parents are very happy. See their lifestyle. They have nice altar. We have nice altar for them. Now these untouchable tribal children, they are becoming a pujari. Learning how to do puja. The early morning they get up, they do this tulasi arati. They do mangala arati, darshana arati, guru puja. Then they do their japa also. Chanting japa, and leisure time, they learn mridanga and kartal, and they do their homework. So we want to open hundreds of schools like this, so we can educate them, and also spiritually, materially, they can grow simultaneously. Then they take very simple prasad, khichdi prasad, very humble accommodation, lots of luxurious, less investment and more outcome by this program. Then they go to their school with their backpack. Then after school, then they're back to their house, very happy to be back to their house. So these are annual functions, graduations. They're getting graduation. And we hold annual functions for them. Every year I go there, very nice dance they perform, our children. Then political leaders, they come. They're very happy to see ISKCON helping to tribals. Because in India, people think ISKCON goes only to rich people. They don't care for poor. We are famous for this. That India, ISKCON only rich people. They eat nice paneer sabji and chant and dance. They're happy. No, they don't look for anybody else. So by this, they're recognizing better that Narasimha oil. So we have another school in Assam. That was before us, Tripura. This is in Assam, another very simple structure. The tribal people, they themselves, they build this. With few students, they started the chair bench by wood. They bring from forest, they make chair bench. You see these children. They're so bright children, very thoughtful. They'll become a scientist maybe, who knows. So very thoughtful children, they get education. So we giving them the dress. Actually, I brought dress for them from Calcutta. Supposed to be half pant. They're so small, it become full pant for them. So, see another school in Hailakandi, we are using a community hall for them. And we started a school there also. This is in West Bengal, Purulia, on top of Ajodhya Hill. They are all Santal and Munda. There is no educational facilities there. And we are giving nice education there. And we don't have much facilities. But on veranda, on the field, we educate. Now we are trying to buy some land and build a nice school for them. And some places, in our Namahat centers, we adopt these children. And they stay in our school, in our ashram. Then they go to school daytime. And school is not possible every places because they're very remote place and lot of management, administration, fund. But we have started coaching centers where we select one tribal educated boy, 12th standard graduate. Then we build one room like this for 1 lakh 20,000 rupees. Then per year we spend 46,000 rupees. We can sponsor one school like this also. So 30-40 tribal children, they come, 3 hours they stay, and they get education, the prayers, verses, mantra, and do their class study also. And 3 times we bring villagers and teach them how to chant and do the evening programs. And from Mayapur, every year our Mayapur Gurukul children and teachers, they go, and the tribal children, they get association of international Gurukul boys. We do Sunday class program for the tribal children. This is in Assam, in Haplang. These are our children, very happy children. And we go to outside government schools also. We give them free coaching. We make different competitions among the children, awards them. They have once a year, I tour all these remote villages with it, like 20-30 devotees. We go, we stay, we do pendal programs for them. So we donate a car like them, but by car you cannot go every places. You have to use a car, then they go someplace by motorbike, then bicycle, then you have to go by walking. 20-30 kilometers you have to go by walking. So these are the cars. One car donated by a person from Chicago. Then recently we have started clean water project. These people, they have to walk 2-3 kilometers to bring water. So devotees have sponsored for 80,000 to 1 lakh rupees. We make a water tank for them like this. Then we put a big pipe from the mountain or from the ground. Then we see villagers are very happy to have their water. No village have water. Everyone have to go 2-3 kilometers to get water. And then when villagers, they come to this water tank, nearby we build prayer halls. Then we call them and they are the place where we preach them. So we have like this, in the middle of the forest, we have different places. Some construction is going on, some are already completed. The Hathichara, Gandachara, Bada Jamera,
these are the places, Hatimukh. We have seen. And last 3 years we are preaching. And initially the tribal people, they have started taking initiation also. See, this is how they have to bring water. They have to walk 2-3 kilometers just to get water. And some area in summer season, they don't have water at all. So government supply them by tanker. So, then we help water tank. Then also, they have a nice tradition. The all ladies, they make their own cloth. They don't buy any cloth. And to buy one cloth costs 3,000-4,000 rupees. They're expensive, but they make their own handloom like this. See, the girl making their own cloth. And we buy very cheap rate, good quality thread for them. And they sell in market. Because we have to look into the economical development, otherwise they grow pigs and hens. So their lifestyle will not change. And we help them agriculture, lot of land. They don't know how to do agriculture properly. We supply them seeds. They do mustard cultivation, ginger, pineapple. And we teach them also marriage ceremony. When they become Vaishnava way marriage, otherwise they have all tantric kind of things, very mode of ignorance way of activities. The next day, we do health care. Government spent crores of rupees but doesn't reach to them. This is their health care center. And inside there's all cow sheds. Cows are living there. And we do health checkup and health camp. Our life members, they go, they do give free service and they sponsor this medicine. And we go to these tribal peoples. Otherwise, they have to come 20-30 kilometers to see a doctor. And those who cannot cure them there, then we bring them to city. Like this man had a tumor. We brought them to Guwahati. Then he was cured. And after whole family now, they are devotee now. Yes, they are staying in one of our temples. And it's another place in Assam, the district magistrates, the ADM, they are coming and they are very happy that ISKCON is doing, our devotees go house to house, they do health checkup, people like this. Then we do Food for Life program. This is very much loved, prasadam. Hundreds of people, thousands of people very difficult to get because village is very small. 5, 10, 20 people, one village. Actually, one mountain, only one family. One mountain. So you have to go 10 mountains to meet 10 families like that. The richest people, not so much natural beauty they have. The food for life, they like prasad and kirtan. It's two things. Our donors from Dubai, they themselves, they go. Once a year I arrange tour for them. It's a very pleasing tour. If you want to go, you can go anytime also. That is how Christians they do. They fly from Europe and America, from UK, during their holiday, and 2 months, 1 month they stay. They go house to these tribal people. This is how we go very, to go reach this place we have to walk 25 kilometers. So they took me by boat for 10 kilometers, another 15 kilometers I had to walk, but I can't walk. Then they arranged a palanquin for me. So they're carrying me from village to village. So then they gather like this, they do job chanting. We have taught them how to do chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, play Mridanga, Kartal. Then we are putting Radha Madhava pictures every house. They don't know what is Krishna, what is Rama, Shiva, nothing they know. So we give them a picture, tell them all you have to do, put some flowers and offer incense. That's it. Then they start their life, devotional life with that. Then we build prayer halls. Every house, they have a church. Every village, they have a church. So we make prayer house for them. We build house like this. We give 1,20,000 rupees. Then they collect, they do their, put their own labor, they collect wood from the forest. And they make a place where they can sit together. In this way, last 3 years we have developed many, many communities, small, small communities of tribal people, where they are getting education, they are getting water, health, simultaneously they are practicing the devotional life. Our purpose is not to make them urbanized, they get a decent lifestyle and practice Krishna consciousness. Then we are building small temples for them like this, and we are giving Jagannath Baladev Subhadra. Jagannath was one day in forest, he came to city, now he is back to forest again. So like this, we are planning hundreds of Jagannath temples to build all over forests. There is another construction going on. This is a place, Bangla Bhasa. 100 years, now it is so difficult to reach these places. 100 years before, road would be so difficult transportation. But these Christian people have reached them and are working on them. This is a small community. It's another whole family. They become devotee like this. And we are sponsoring Gita, get Gita sponsorship. And we go to one village, every house, we put one Gita in their house. So that they can read. And you tell them you keep one Gita. Like this, so thousands of tribals, they have Gita in their house now. And we take Western devotees. Then we do seminars for the people. You see, like this in jungle, if you go, you take the tribal people, this is one devotee, Amal Gaur Prabhu. Always he stay in deep forest and he preach. And interestingly, recently, the one terrorist group in Assam, when they saw we are doing like this, they met this brahmachari, said that we want to surrender, we have to have a normal life. But the government is arresting us, so we are negotiating with the chief minister. So government will help rehabilitation and they can have a normal life. So if that happens, that will be a very good achievement and government will appreciate a lot for that. And we are taking Western devotees, because tribals, they think every whole world becoming Christian now. And when they see the white people have become Vaishnav, so they feel very encouraged. And every village, we donate mridanga, kartal, drums. They make a Sankirtan group. See, then they go forest to forest, village to village, doing Harinam on their own endeavor. We are not there on their own, you see. Nice houses like Mahaprabhu's times now, as they are doing Harinam. So on their own endeavor, they are doing Harinam now. And we give Japamala, and they buy, give little money. And now people, these are the Santal people in Jhadagram, and youths are also now interested. And our devotees, they go house to house, teach ladies, and we go meet the village people. And sometimes I go to meet villagers, I just took some pictures to show devotees how cultural they are. I see this man who growing pigs. I went with some devotees. When I went, then that man gave a nice chair for us to sit down. Then he came wash my feet and wiping the feet. Usually I don't do this, but I don't see what this man is doing. But he knows everything. He staying in deep forest. And he lives on pigs and cutting some bamboos. And he puts shoe back. He's doing dhup arati and offering obeisances. First time I went, I told him, he has been to Mayapur. To come to Mayapur, he needs 3,000 rupees. So he has to go to forest, cut a bamboo to collect 3,000 rupees. Then came to Mayapur. I asked, how did you like Mayapur? Oh, it is like heaven. And this husband and wife, now both they have joined our temple and they are looking after farm common, you know, farming programs there. It's like this. So these are the children, girls, they help us, they go house to house, just like Christian people, they go house to house, preach, and these girls, they go preach also. And for our caregivers, we do seminars for them, we invite outside the NGO people, then they tell us how we can work, different kind of NGO activities, and we do the school programs, the whole family, they have become devotees. See, one kind of tribes in Jharkhand, they're all vegetarian. Thousands of vegetarian, they don't use onion, garlic. And the one guru, each guru has thousands of disciples like this. We're working on them. If one guru become devotee, thousands of tribals will become devotee. Because they're already vegetarian, very easy for them. So the house programs, the whole family, they're becoming devotees like this. Many have started taking initiation, but in blanket distribution, winter time, very cold. Their house also not like your place, no? Nice roofing, walling, no? Then whole village we distribute blankets. But we cannot distribute like Christians. We have limited fund. We only to devotees we give. And we cultural program also. We help them developing their cultural programs. We bring them to Mayapur. So devotees around the world, they see cultural programs. And these are the Santal people in Bengal. They're doing Harinam. Just like this, and we do public program for them. This is a village, 25 houses, every family, they are chanting, and they are all devotee. That is interesting. We go, the whole village, they accept these things. Even if I sing this, some Christian people inviting, please come and do this in our village also. Ajodhya is a very beautiful hill, 7 hours from Mayapur. 65 tribal villages. Here the, where we have every village we went, every house we put sticker of Harinam. Nobody knows what is Hare Krishna. Every house we put one picture for Radha Madhava. And after 1 month we invited 4,000 or 5,000 tribals came. And Rishi Prasadam, then ministers, MLAs, everybody came. Oh, what ISKCON is doing here? You know? There is the place we have started a small school also. So this Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The new endeavor that we have started and we have not tapped this area is good perspective and good provision to reach thousands of people because they are very innocent. We can make them devotee. So any of you are interested to participate in this program, so we can meet me. I will be here today, tomorrow. So we have a website, iskontribalcare.com, that you can go. And we have developed a trust also, India Tribal Care Trust, because CSR donation they don't want to give to religious societies. And government also spending thousands of crores of rupees. In due course of time, if you do activities, government also will channelize their money through us, because now it is BJP government. So any of you are interested to sponsor some area, or you just want to go and visit, it's very nice program goes on. We go, devotees go by rivers, tall mountains, very simple people. When we go by the river, all villagers they come, oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Then it's very nice program. When if you are in India, visiting India, please let me know. I'll give you my email and phone number. So in this, it is already late. Christians have started 100 years before, but still it is not late. There are still thousands of people. They are not joined Christianity. But if we do not protect them now, then they will be out of our reach. Jaisal Prabhupada ki, ISKCON Tribal Care Initiative ki, Gaur Premanande, Hari Hari.